The Hard Shoulder.
With Nissan. Number one for petrol in Ireland. Number one for electric. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
This is News Talk.
Yeah, I'm going to have to be nice to Bobby Means Biz today. Bobby Kerr, presenter of course, Down to Business on Saturdays and Bobby's Late Breakfast on Sundays. Any questions you have, career, work, SME, send them in to us, thehardshoulder@newstalk.com, on our email site, or text us at 53106. Before we get into listeners' queries, you are a Repack ambassador. What does that involve?
I don't know. It just means that I'm one of five people that was selected to actually champion good recycling practice in the workplace primarily. I was there along with great people like Paul McGrath, Annalise Murphy, the Rowers, the O'Donovan brothers. We're all doing it together. And it was an initiative by Repack. And it was a bit of fun as well as everything
else.
And
in the context of business, how practical? I mean, we all have our plastic mugs here. I heard a story that, you know, a lot of stuff was put into separate bins and then it was thrown into the same afterwards. Tell us, what do you think are the practical initiatives that business can do?
Can I give you a couple of stats first, just to put it in context? 40% of all recyclable waste is actually contaminated, i.e. because it isn't stored properly. Either it's wet, it's dirty, or it's packed too tightly. They're the three things so they want it loose, they want it dry, and they want it in the proper allocated bin. So 40%, it's a very high figure. The other thing is, when I knew a lot about this with coffee cups, there's only two recycling plants in all of the British Isles that actually can separate the plastic film from the paper cup. There's none in Ireland. China used to take 95% of our plastic up until this year. They don't take it anymore. 99% of all people are in favour of recycling, but if you go back to 1997, Ivan, only 15% of us actually recycled everything. Now it's, in 2016 it was 91%, now it's 95%. Now the problem is at work. While people are great at recycling at home because it's their responsibility, often at work they think it's somebody else's problem. So while 93% agree that recycling should happen at work, only one in three say they've got the facilities to do it. And it's actually the employer who's responsible for providing the facilities. And
where can companies go if they want help on practical things like cutting down on plastic and recycling and reusing?
Repack are very helpful. And they're there. They've been around. They've 2,500 members.
Will they come out and visit your business?
They will. They're very helpful. And again, they'll give you all the stats and the data. Like, one of the things I was looking at on this, Ivan, if every person in the workplace recycled one more piece of plastic per week, it would end up in 250 million more plastic pieces being recycled every year. So it's not a big deal. And two simple things. One is use paper cups at the water.
Instead of plastic cups.
Yeah, that's easy. And again, you know, have the bins there. Make it easy for people to do it, because people will do it, but they won't do it if it's difficult.
All right, let's go to some of the listeners' queries. A text from Karen. We're currently planning the office Christmas party. We're not sure if we should organise an all-staff Kris Kringle gift giving. Not everyone likes Christmas. Is it better to keep it optional?
Kris Kindle is the word I think you're looking for. It's Kris Kindle is a good icebreaker. And I think, you know, you can keep the cost small. I've been in lots of them where it's a fiver. It's a bit of fun. You get a name. I might get you, say, in the News Talk one, and I'd buy you something funny. And the rule is that I spend a fiver on it. Now, if you're really miserable and you don't want to participate in it, I'm sure that could be accommodated. In other words, that you don't put in your name and your name isn't, and somebody doesn't buy you a present. But I think include everybody, but keep the cost down. Why not? It's a bit of crack.
Okay, we've an email. Hi, Bobby. I'm writing to you from a small boutique shop in the West. We sell imported Italian food and have been doing a constant trade locally, but we've not been able to get a website up and running. We think there's great potential to being able to sell our products around the country since they're genuine Italian. But most of our cash is tied up in the day-to-day business, so I'm reluctant to hire someone to start the website and mail order service. Sometimes I feel so busy with the shop that I don't have time to put in when I get home to work on a website. Do you have any advice or guidance? Ask Luca.
Okay, I do, and I spent a bit of time on this because I thought it was a good question. Is it an online business? I think it's the first question Luca needs to ask. You need to decide what you're going to sell online. How is it going to be different to all the other sites out there selling Italian food? There's a really good initiative out there, and I'd like Luca to look at this. It's called thinkbusiness.ie. She can get $2,500 available from the government in a voucher scheme, a trading online voucher scheme. If her turnover is less than 2 million and she employs less than 10 people, which it appears that she does, she also has to be trading for 10 months. So there's $2,500 there for her to spend on this available tomorrow. And I'd like her to do that.
Where do you go for that?
It's called thinkbusiness.ie. It's part of Enterprise Ireland.
Okay.
And I think it's great, but 40% of Irish SMEs don't have a website. 68% of those who do have a website can't take payments online. We've a huge amount of work to do in this area.
But how much does it cost to set it up? $2,500 won't cover it.
To set
up an interactive website?
Well, I think with the way, the prices are plummeting all the time. You could get a lot done for $2,500. I think you could certainly get yourself to a stage where you've got your head around it and you get a working website. Yeah, you could. Absolutely, you could.
What are the benefits? I mean, I would say most of his business is walk-in business.
Well, this is the thing.
Surely not every business is suitable to...
Yeah, here I was looking at a good thing again from the same website. Selling goods online isn't easy. Here are 10 tips to get you started. Develop an attractive user-friendly website. Simple, clean text. Use dedicated landing pages. Use incentives. Customers appreciate their loyalty being rewarded. Use social media. Promotions on sites like Facebook and Instagram will generate a good response. Consider a blog. Write about the Italian food, Luca. Tell them how great it is. So become relevant. And the mistake a lot of people make about online is they consider it something separate to the business. It has to be integrated completely in. And Luca...
And would you say they should set up a Facebook page and social media accounts?
Yeah. Absolutely. And I would suggest that Luca should be using it here because hers is a primarily bricks and mortar business, but using online to drive people into her store rather than actually trying to compete with huge big Italian companies selling Italian food online and delivering and all that. That'll be my take on it anyway.
Okay, keep your queries coming for Bobby Kerr.
Can I give a quick mention to Nace on Saturday?
Yeah.
Yes, what was winning back the House Street is now your town, your main street. We're launching it on Saturday in Nace. We're going to have Niall Quinn there. Ted Walsh will be there.
What time on Saturday?
10 o'clock in Lawler's Hotel.
And live on air?
Live on air. And it's going to be great. It's sold out completely for over 10 days now.
Well, there's a cracking community and business spirit in Nace. My thanks to Bobby. Still to come on the show, World Kindness Day today. And tomorrow is National Diabetes Day. All you ever wanted to know.